play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium. Darn near packed full tonight for the first place showdown between the Streaks and the Maple Leafs.
Number two, Isaiah Rivera. Number 14, Anthony Pierce. Number five, Bristol Lewis. Number 15, Jacob McConnell. And number 20, Kyle Craphagan. Maple Leafs are coached by Brad Storm.
It's public address announcer Jeff Lamb. And now here's the starting lineups for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 5, Dre Gypsyako. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 15, Alexi Gypsyako. A 6'4 senior guard, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6' junior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 senior forward, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Ryan Hart. The IHSA and Galesburg High School promote courteous and respectful behavior.
Well, partner, there's the starting five for both teams. What a way to finish the home schedule for Galesburg High School. Of course, three big games left. Two on the road in the Western Big Six and one a non-conference game 2 weeks from tonight at Limestone. But everything in the Western Big Six Conference rests on this one here tonight. You about couldn't plan it any better the way things turned out here this year.
All the arrows are pointing upward in terms of what's going on here tonight, what's at stake, all the positives that are available. Should be a great ball game. Two heavyweights here, and especially two heavyweights there ready to jump at the center circle.
Isaiah Rivera, the all-time leading scorer at Geneseo High School, and Jaleb McCants, seventh all-time on the Silver Streak scoring list. The student section making noise. Geneseo wins the tip, 18-6 in the regular season, 8-2 in the conference. Silver Streaks 24-3. They have won 19 of their last 20 and lead the conference at 9-2. On the left side, this is Bristol Lewis, just a freshman in the starting lineup for the Maple Leafs. Now Craphagan on the left elbow. He had a big game against United Township last week. Up top, Jacob McConnell, a senior. Now back to Lewis. Up top it goes to Craphagan. Meanwhile, Rivera is roaming around on the left side. Alex Gypsyako is guarding him to start the game. Rivera with it now up top. A step back three and drains it. And we are underway with Geneseo scoring first.
Not many kids at this level can do that.
He had 30 out of the 50 points in the streak 71-50 win at Geneseo last month. Up top, Riley Milan. Left side, Dre. Now onto the wing, Eric Price. Back to Jalen. He's going to try to answer. Off the back iron with a three-pointer. And the rebound on the floor picked off by Anthony Pierce. Into the front court comes Bristol Lewis. Quick jumper by Rivera. And he hits again just to the right of the top of the arc. And it's 6-0 Maple Leafs. The kid can hit from anywhere on the court. He can create shots. He can knock it down from anywhere. And he's guarding Jalen McCants to start the game. Milan from three. Off the mark. Top of the rim. Ripped down by Dre. And the shot blocked out of bounds. Streaks will get it back.
And the first two possessions for Geneseo, you can see why this kid is such a big-time player. And as you said, Brad, create a shot, step back.
Eric Price on the inbound, misses from the baseline. The ball batted out of bounds by Geneseo, a scramble for it on the weak side. And it was Jacob McConnell who knocked it out of bounds, another chance for the Silver Streaks.
And he's going to get his share. We've just got to continue to guard him, make him work. Remember up there, we wore him down. He was not nearly as effective in the fourth period. As a result of that.
Shot 1 for 8 in the fourth quarter. Down the stretch, Geneseo only got 5 points in that quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds after the miss by Dre Egyptiaco. Third dead ball rebound for the Silver Streaks. And they're going to get a fourth chance at the basket. Galesburg starts the game 0 for 5 from the field, trailing 6-0. Milan right of the basket, trying to find McCants. Ball batted away, stolen away by Rivera. Leads a break to the other end. Contact all over the place, falls down, and a foul on the floor will be against Galesburg as Rivera was in attack mode, headed to the basket downhill. First foul on Alex Egyptiaco, but a foul on the floor. So even though Rivera was moving toward the basket, the officials do not give him 2 free throws. Up top, Traphagen on the right side. Kicks it into the corner. The reversal by Pierce. Swing it around to the left side. The fake by Jacob McConnell. A teardrop in the lane with a right hand. No. Rebound tips it to himself. And another chance for the Maple Leafs. And there's a jumper up top. And it's 9-0 Maple Leafs. This time a 3 by Traphagen. And the Streaks call timeout. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter.
And this is one of those, Brad, where you just weather the storm. They're off to a great start. They hit a few shots. Everything's going smoothly for them right now. You just weather your storm. You get yourself reset here. Talk about things. Make sure that you're getting a good shot on the defensive end. And, again, continue to try to make them beat you with their other players. Now, we cannot give up those easy offensive rebounds because that creates a scramble situation. And then you do get a wide open three by somebody there, and they're good enough shooters to make that. But, again, 9-0 here. You don't want to spot anybody 9 points. But there's plenty of time here to get the ship righted and get yourself settled down here and go one possession at a time. Come out of this timeout. Make sure you get a good shot down here. Get back to being aggressive and confident.
You were with us in the pregame. You heard me ask Coach Ryan Hart, what does a good start look like for the Silver Streaks here tonight? And he took more the bigger picture of saying, end of the first quarter, it's a close game. 14-12, tie game, something like that. So we've still got nearly 6 minutes to go in this quarter, plenty of time for the Streaks to turn this 9-0 start into a much closer game. Elsewhere in the Big Six tonight, Rock Island is at Alleman. The Rocks lead that one by 7 at the end of the first quarter. Moline is at Quincy. And Sterling at home against United Township. Up top, this is Riley Milan. Dribbles inside the arc, kicks it over to Dre. The lane is open. He goes to the left side and gets fouled on the way to the baseline. Anthony Pierce wasn't moving his feet fast enough. That's a sophomore against a sophomore. Geneseo starts 2 seniors in the starting lineup. McConnell and, of course, Rivera. Traphagen, a junior, a sophomore in Pierce, and Bristol Lewis, just a freshman. Eric Price on the inbound on the left wing. Out to Dre Egyptiaco. Streaks still looking for their first points. We're 2.5 minutes into the game. 9-0 Maple Leafs. McCants fakes right. Drives left. Draws a double team on the baseline. Forced it up with the right hand. The ball batted away from him. Lewis picks it up off the floor for the Maple Leafs. Streaks have to find a way to find good shots in rhythm, not trying to force one up. Approaching the 5-minute mark, Rivera backs his way in on Alex Egyptiaco, forced him all the way into the basket, and still Rivera finished off the basket right in front.
11 banged his way in there, too.
11-0 Maple Leafs. Kind of an NBA post move.
Absolutely
there.
Absolutely there.
One-on-one. Under 5 to go first quarter. Price to the right side. And a reach-in foul called against Geneseo as Price tried to dribble down the right side of the lane. The reach in, the poke away, the foul on Kyle Traphagen, his first and the second Geneseo team foul.
The last two possessions, we've run some sets to get the ball into Jalen. He's available in there. We've got to feed it in and make Rivera guard him.
Jalen McCants, left of the backboard, looking, gets it into the wing to Alex. Alex right back to Jalen, down low. Spin move up with the right hand over Rivera, and the Streaks get their first point at the 4:43 mark of the first quarter, down 11-2 now. Streaks will pick up pressure defense at the half-court line. It'll be Rivera bringing it across midcourt against McCants. To the right side it goes to Jacob McConnell. His brother Joseph also on the team, both seniors. To the right side it goes onto the wing. Dribble drive by Traphagen, cut off at the top of the arc. Swinging into the left corner to Jacob McConnell, trying to go around Alex as a streak switch defensively. And now Alex gets called for his second foul. That's going to get DeMarco Harden into the game. With Alex picking up foul number two, not even halfway into the first quarter.
We've made a defensive switch, too. We put Jalen on Rivera there.
Yep. And Rivera has been guarding Jalen on the offensive end for the Streaks. On the inbound, McConnell looking, gets it under the left side to Pierce. Caleb Meadows into the game for the Silver Streaks as well, as both Egyptiako brothers go to the bench. Here's a long three missed by Traphagen on the left side. He can knock down those shots. McCants pulls down his first rebound. Has it into the front court on the wing. Lost the ball on the floor. DeMarco picks it up. Now Meadows on the right side. He scored his career-high 23 in the first game. You better believe Geneseo is going to be all over Caleb. The step back into the corner, and Price drains a three. And the Streaks finally knock down a perimeter jumper. They're within six. 3:43 to go first quarter.
Good to see Eric hit that shot. Let's hope he can get untracked.
He struggled from behind the arc. Under 30%. Here's a steal by the Streaks. The outlet, McCants with a two-handed jam! He snuck in between two defenders right down the lane. The Streaks are within four. Now Rivera at the other end lost the handle on the ball as he took it right back to the Silver Streaks. And he caught Gelsberg backpedaling at the other end. And the first foul of the game on McCants.
Oh, Rivera tried to answer him there, getting right down the lane there.
They called it on Price instead. So that's the first on Eric, not on McCants. Bounce pass on the inbound to Pierce. Guarded by Meadows. 11-7, Streaks have pulled within four after falling behind 9-0 to start the game. Scored five in a row. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Rivera trying to go around McCants. Stops at the high post, cut off there, kicks it out. Swinging around to the right side to Lewis. Working against Price. And a hand check foul, a hold called against McCants, working against Rivera down low. Now Jalen does get called for his first foul and the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks.
And officials look like they're trying to call things very tight here early.
3 minutes to go, first quarter, 11-7, Geneseo. McConnell, left of the backboard, lobs it up top to Lewis, outside the volleyball line. Now to the right side it goes to Traphagen. Swinging around to the left side, over to Lewis on the wing, into the corner, Rivera. Backs up, one-on-one again against McCants. Skip pass to the right side, Traphagen. Swings the ball down low. They're going to get it back up top to Rivera. Trying to isolate. Works to the right side. Dishes it out. They keep it on the perimeter. Now swinging around to the left wing to Pierce. Back up top to Rivera. They want to give him another crack at it. Swings the ball down low. Gets around Jalen. Took it all the way, but he missed the shot. DeMarco with a rebound. Streaks into the front court. The kick out. Price for three! Streaks are within one, and a corner jumper from Eric Price, back-to-back threes.
And again, that's good to see him shoot the ball like that. That bodes well for us.
Got the defensive stop on the other end as well, which much to the delight of the Gelsberg crowd when Rivera missed the shot. It's a one-point game, 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Rivera pulls it all the way out into the midcourt circle. This kid is as good as they come. Jalen goes for the steal. He got it and then called for the foul. Rivera at half court. Jalen took it the other end. Got the dunk. Is it going to count? They did not call the foul. And it is a good basket. And the Streaks take the lead for the first time at 12-11.
And as we said, come out of that timeout here. A couple of minutes ago, just get reset here. Made a change, trying to get the ball inside of Jalen on the offensive end, and then made a defensive switch, and Jalen has done a great job with his height and his length on Rivera, forcing him to throw up some forces there, and again, not taking care of the ball there, and Jalen got the turnover and a couple dunks to ignite this crowd here, and this is one of the loudest places in all of high school basketball, and Streaks, before you know it, have a one-point lead here. Got to continue to do those things on both ends of the floor here. Don't rest on your laurels here.
After Jalen picked the ball from Rivera with that live ball turnover at half court, Rivera reached out trying to grab Jalen and get the steal, and then he just stopped. He didn't chase Jalen down, and that left Jalen open for the easiest dunk he's had all year. Now the Streaks jump the trap up top, and Rivera passes out of it, and they pull it back out to Bristol Lewis. Now Traphagen to the left side. Streaks have really picked up the defensive energy here. 1:20 to go. Rivera, right of the arc, feeds it through the lane, nearly stolen away, and it is knocked out of bounds. Price got a hand on it, knocked it away from Pierce. Geneseo with three turnovers now.
Defended that back cut well, got the hand in the passing lane. And again, right now, I've got Rivera a little flustered. People are helping out off of their man onto him, and Jalen's just done a terrific job defensively here in this first period after guarding him.
Speak started the game 0 for 5. They've now made 5 of their last 6 shots for their first lead. McCants fakes a 3 up top, step back, and called for traveling.
Just tried to create that one-on-one iso there. He just got to going a little too quick. And again, take it out, Rivera, and maybe pick up a foul.
1:11 to go here in the opening quarter. Geneseo got off to an 11-0 lead. So the streaks of night, I said earlier, it was 12-2 run. Here's a tip away by Marlin. One-on-one, and he grabs it. He takes it the other way for a one-handed jam. And it is a dunk fest here in the early going. 14-11 streaks. 4 Maple Leafs turnovers have fueled this run. A step back, and Rivera answers with a 2 at the top of the arc. 14-13, Galesburg by 1. That snaps a 14-0 run after the Geneseo Maple Leafs scored the first 11. Final 30 seconds of what has been a very entertaining first quarter. Streaks going to try to hold for the last shot here. Down to 20 seconds to go. McCants with it at the midcourt line, passing back and forth with Price over by the scoring table. Down to 15 seconds to go. Price looks back at head coach Ryan Hart. Calls out the play, 10 seconds to go. Price still with the ball on his hip with 8 to go. Now we run it into motion. Eric to the right side. Kyleb for 3. Off the front of the rim. Hangs on the rim and falls off. And that's the end of a fantastic first quarter. 14-13, Galesburg after 1. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, the birthday boy, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman. Having fun on your birthday so far, Steve?
No, but this is enjoyable. Watching this.
There's a jumper missed by Price from the left wing. Scramble on the weak side. Ooh, and a second foul called on Jalen McCants. Bristol Lewis fell down on the weak side, coming down with a rebound. And with him on the floor, Jalen reached down, tried to rip it away, and got called for a reach foul, a tough foul. But that's his second with 7.5 minutes to go here in the first
and
half.
He's not had to play with any foul trouble, and certainly this is not foul trouble, but it's a little risky.
There's a jumper at the other end. The shot got up very quickly by Rivera, and a foul on the Silver Streaks. That's going to be the first of the game on Riley Milan. So very quickly now, 16 fouls on the Silver Streaks, only 2 against the Maple Leafs, and only 33 seconds into the second quarter.
And I'd really like to see them make him change directions. We can help with that case. There he beat him directly on a straight line drive to the basket.
Rivera's first free throw ties the game at 14. He has 11 of Geneseo's 14 points. Again, he hit 30 up at their place last month, and he was 11 out of 12 from the free throw that night. He's got 12 already here as he puts the Maple Leafs back on top, 15-14. Just underway second quarter. Streaks led by 1 after the end of 1 after falling behind by 11. Kyleb drives, dishes, Riley with the basket and a foul. Great position by Milan down low and a great find by Meadows, who dribbled into the lane and dished it off.
And that's going to be available there. If we can penetrate, we can dump off inside. We'll certainly have our players are so good inside, and they have defensive mismatches once they get inside like that.
P.J. Moser checked in at the quarter break. Milan knocks down the free throw. In addition to the dunk in the first quarter, he's got five in the game now. 17-15, streaks by two. Third foul of the game on Geneseo. Left side, McConnell with it. Skip pass into the right corner to Moser. Right back to McConnell down low. Squeeze is in between two defenders. Dishes it out to Traphagen. Open three. Way too long. Weak side rebound. Up and in by Rivera.
Worked so hard there, and we gave up the cheapie there.
Just has a nose for the ball, doesn't he? Ties the game at 17. Under 7 minutes to go. Right corner, Eric Price. Dribbles into traffic. Cut off outside the lane. Dishes it back out to McCants. And the three knocked down from the outside by Jalen, who's got nine in the game now. And the Streaks regain the lead at 20-17.
And that had some depth to it there.
Jalen's made four straight shots on the give and go. The high-low, the ball knocked away in the lane. Geneseo falls down on it. And calling timeout on the floor, Jacob McConnell saves a possible turnover by the Maple Leafs. And a second timeout burned by Geneseo to avoid the turnover. This is just a 30-second timeout. 6:19 to go in the half. 20-17 Streaks.
Jalen, 90% of the time, would have jumped in there and got his hands in there for a jump ball. But to his credit there, he's got to play smart. Certainly didn't want to pick up his third foul with over 6 minutes to go in the second period here tonight. So Geneseo was able to get a timeout and smart on their part here to retain possession of the ball.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And that shows the headiness by Jalen. In an amped up game like this with all the emotion, you just want to reach down there and grab the ball, and a lot of restraint and a very smart move not to just dive in there with those two fouls already on him. So Geneseo maintains possession. Moser will pull the trigger from the basket left side on the baseline. Price will guard him on the inbound, and they bounces it into Rivera. Meadows nearly stole it away. Rivera dishes it up top to Lewis, who drains a three, and Geneseo ties it back up at 20.
And again, so far, they've had a couple kids hit shots that they weren't able to convert on or make at Geneseo.
Traphagen and Moser, each with threes. Now McCants tied up out high on the double team. Geneseo steals it away. Down the lane, up and in with a left-hand Lewis. And there's Geneseo back on top, 22-20, turning the Streaks turnover into basket at the other end. And that comes out of that Geneseo turnover, which they saved, avoiding the turnover. Price with it. He'll pull it back out to the midcourt line, guarded by Traphagen. Traphagen giving Price some distance. Meadows comes out to set a screen. Price works his way to the left side. He's wide open. The lob into Jalen. Goes to the left. Banks it in and a foul. And I think they got Rivera from the backside. And one for Jalen McCants, who's got 11 and a chance at a free throw on the first foul of the game on Rivera.
Great action there. That back screen lob beat Rivera, and then Rivera trying to recover out of position, fouled over the top there, and get a foul on Rivera now.
Tied at 22, 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ryan Hart has been very happy with the back cuts and the lob possibilities. He said the Streaks have just been so close, it's been there. And now a steal on the inbound by Meadows after the Streaks regain the lead on the McCants free throw. Dre back into the game, has the dribble up top with McCants and Price on the outside. Meadows and Milan waiting on the wings. Now Price has it in the left corner, pulls it back up top. Kyla with the ball fake, passes up the three, gives to Jalen, sets the screen. Jalen reverses it back to Kyla. He's open for three, and it's... First basket of the game for Meadows. It's a four-point Galesburg lead at 26-22, under five to play in the first half.
Good action there. Good discipline and patience there.
Yeah, Dre wide open in the right corner, too. Either one of those guys could have knocked it down, and it was Kyla who took it. On the left side, Traphagen in the corner. Streaks by four with their biggest lead of the game after Geneseo scored the first 11 of the game. 4:40 to play in the half. Lewis, right of the arc. Jumper just inside the arc by Traphagen. Missed it. Out comes Dre with a rebound, leading the break into the front court. Has a two-on-two. Now Geneseo catches up. Passes it back to Price. Back to Meadows. Same spot. In and out this time. Price with a rebound. Pump fakes. Up. Off the rim. The tip by Eric won't go. The rebound batted out into the hands of Meadows. And that was Rivera who knocked it out there. Streaks maintain possession. Milan on the left wing. Now Dre. Bounce pass down low. Price got position. Drives. Missed another one. and Rivera controls with a rebound. Streaks got five shots at it. Halfway through quarter number two, they fail to build on the four-point lead. Rivera just squares up for three and hits. Well, nobody was going to come out to guard him. Why not?
Yeah, and you got to get up on him and then hope that you get help if he beats you off the dribble.
He's got 17 now in the first quarter, and the lead is one for Galesburg. 3:40 to go in the half. McCants to the left side. Geneseo comes out, jumping the lane. The skip pass up top to Kylan. Passes up to three. Now to the left wing. Reverses back behind him up top to Price. Eric backs up into the midcourt circle. Meadows trying to set a screen. Drops off of it. Eric drives. Dishes. Baseline. The kick out. Dre for three. Hits! Great ball movement by the Silver Streaks. Back to a four-point lead.
Terrific ball movement there. Finding the open man at its best there.
Rivera to answer again, and he does. Just drives up, stops at the top of the arc, pops and drains it, and he's got 20 of Geneseo's 28 with 3 minutes to go in the half. McCants up top, chased down by Rivera, drives the lane. Jalen takes it all the way and in. He got a step on him out high and didn't let up driving to the basket. Three-point Galesburg lead.
This is turning into a classic at this point in time.
14 in the game for McCants. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Three-point Galesburg lead. Jalen went for the steal, but P.J. Moser just got it in time on the left side. Pulls it back up top into the hands of Trat Hagen. Midcourt circle. 31-28 Streaks. On the right side, the lob inside to Rivera, trying to go around Meadows. Gets underneath. The pump fake. He's stripped on the way up, and Rivera will shoot two free throws. Catch our breath here.
Yeah, I got to get Meadows there, and it was a tough one to see. We're too far away and blocked out there, but tough one. And a star is going to get some the benefit of the doubt on calls, no matter what the level.
Streaks picked up two quick team fouls very early in the second quarter as Rivera misses the first free throw. So the Streaks went all the way. They played about 5 minutes. We're down to 2:26 to go in the second quarter before picking up their seventh team foul. It was a shooting foul, though, so Rivera with two. Here comes the second one, looking for his 21st point of the night. It's up and in.
And, Brad, we've got to continue to make him work. That's going to pay off down the line. His fatigue's going to be cumulative here. Continue to make him work for everything.
Yeah, if he just walks up to the arc and just lobs it up there because nobody comes out to guard him, that's not making him work hard enough.
Not a bit.
31-29 Streaks by two. Milan in the left corner, pulls it back up top, gets it in the hands of Jalen. Jalen works his way to the right side. Dre has it, and he's going to reverse it back up top now. Looks over the half court. Price reverses right, now pulls it back up top. Streaks reset. Looking over the offense. Jalen drives to the low blocks and a hand check foul. Called against Jacob McConnell, his first. Stops the clock on the fourth Geneseo team foul. A minute 53 to go here in the half. Streaks will inbound left of the basket. Can they find a lob on the inbound? Would Geneseo actually give that up? Nope, they're going to pass it into Jalen. Backs his way up into the right corner. Now Alex drives into the lane. Jump stop, kick it out. Price open below us. Hits another three! Price with 9.5, and now the Streaks with their biggest lead at 5. 34-29 with a minute 39 to go in the half.
Penetration created that, and his rhythm is really good right now.
Dre's going to guard Rivera up top. Comes out, forces him to put the dribble. Now a hand check foul away from the ball. That's going to be called against the Silver Streaks, calling that one on Dre on the hand check. And now Rivera's going to go to the line shooting the 1-1, and that did not make Ryan Hart happy at all. He did not like that. He wasn't unhappy with Dre. He was unhappy with the call by the official.
Yeah, the way that the game's played today, that was a little bit of a ticky-tack foul there. There was no hold there. There was some body bumping, but not enough the way the game is called today to have a foul call there.
10 in the first quarter, 11 here in the second quarter, and a 1-1 coming for Isaiah Rivera. Minute 30 to go in the half. Streaks lead is 5. The first free throw is up and rolls through. Just bounces off the front of the rim, kisses off the backboard, and drops through. He has 22 of Geneseo's 30 points here in the first half. Playing like a man determined, he has not defeated. His Geneseo Maple Leafs have not defeated Galesburg in his 4 years playing on the varsity level. 3 years in a non-conference game prior to this year. And, of course, the Streaks won by 21 up at their place back in January. It's a three-point Galesburg lead with a minute 20 to go in the half. Price to the right side. Pulls it back up top, finds an opening in the lane, takes it all the way, and lays it up with the left hand.
Great little hesitation dribble, found the opening.
He answers the two Rivera free throws with a dribble drive. Now Rivera to the other end, stops with a mid-range, kicks it over to the left side. Into the left side, Bristol Lewis. The feed into the lane. The quick jumper with the right hand up and in by McConnell. And Geneseo show some good ball movement in the half court. They kept the Streaks defense backpedaling.
Outstanding there by them. They found the open man.
Here's Price. 11 in the game. Steps inside the arc, kicks it back up top with 40 seconds to go in the half and a three-point Gelsberg lead. They're going to try to wind the clock all the way down. Entry pass to Milan down low and a hand check foul called by Bristol Lewis fronting him down low. That's the first foul of the game on Lewis. 16 fouls on Geneseo. Streaks will inbound with 36 seconds to go in the half. 36-33 Gelsberg. The lob on the inbound. They get it into Price into the corner. Now Jalen back to Price. Eric dribbles, steps back, kicks it out. Now I think the Streaks will try to run it all the way down. They couldn't get a shot off in the first 5, 6, maybe 10 seconds.
Good decision here.
Pull it out here. Going to try to hold for a successful final shot with a three-point lead over the Maple Leafs and a battle for the first-place lead in the Western Big Six. The Streaks have it, but they're tied in the loss column with two. Down to 8 seconds to go, we set things in motion. McCants out high with a dribble. Stops, fires from the wing, and hits it! He hit it at the buzzer! McCants has knocked down 7 shots in a row, and the Streaks take a 6-point lead to the locker room, 39-33.
Can't say how big a shot that was there.
Halftime with the Streaks up 6, celebrating my partner's birthday here tonight, but we got a big second half still to come. We'll come back, take a look at the first half team statistics, the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the Streaks locker room, and we'll check on the other action in the Western Big Six. With Gelsberg on top, their biggest lead of the half at 39-33 at the break. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gelsberg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Gelsberg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. The Sweetheart Swirl Court was introduced tonight. It's senior night with one cadet, 4 cheerleaders, 2 basketball managers, and 3 basketball players. And what a half it has been. Everything you would expect in a first-place showdown in the Western Big Six. And the Silver Streaks with a halftime lead of 39-33 is their biggest lead of the first half. After, I might point out, falling behind 11-0 to start the game. That's exactly what we talked about with Coach Ryan Hart. You know, what does a good start look like here tonight? And it wasn't a good start in the first 2 minutes, but he took the bigger picture and said, at the end of the first quarter, if we're in the game, he said 14-12, tie game, something like that, we tend to have pretty big second quarters. Well, it was 14-13 at the end of the first quarter, and the Streaks had come back to take the lead. And now they lead here at the half, 39-33, putting up 25 points in the second quarter. What do you take away from this really entertaining and very well played, intense game here in the first half.
And again, we talked about when he took the timeout that it's a long game. Just get yourself reset, get back to what you're doing well. You get right back in the ballgame. We go on a big run. We're explosive and athletic. We can do that. No reason to panic. I think we've got to continue to make sure, and we're just talking off the air, that we've got to make Rivera work extremely hard to get a shot and also make him give the ball up. If he gives the ball up, then you're making somebody else beat you. Now, they did a much better job in that first half than they did up there with their other players, but still, make him work unbelievably hard. And as you know, up there, he was 1-for-8 in the final period there because he's just absolutely gassed. Absolutely gassed. So, again, we got to do that here again tonight, and I think it pays off down the line. Continue to be aggressive on the offensive end. We did a great job moving the ball and being aggressive.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. There weren't hardly any missed shots there in the second half, or in the second quarter either. But consequently, there weren't a whole lot of rebounds to be had. And I'll tell you, to have these kids shoot as well as they are here tonight in such a high-pressure, intense game with the crowd as loud as it is here tonight, these kids are really responding. It takes a lot of guts to come out here and play in this kind of pressure. And what a performance these two teams are putting on here. And the stats reflect it.
Oh, this is a terrific high school basketball game. Well played. Tremendously exciting here. This is just what it's all about here. And those players did a great job. Both teams did a great job in the first period. As you said, shooting, which usually suffers in a game like this, is not suffering at all. Both teams just shot the lights out. Streaks, 15 out of 27, 55%. 7 out of 12 with a three ball for 58%. Geneseo, on the other hand, shot it, you know, extremely well as well. They shot 11 out of 16 for 68%.
Jeez.
And 6 out of 9 with a three ball for 66%. Rebound-wise, Streaks again win that battle. 12 to only 6. And again, the reason for such a low number rebound-wise is both teams are not missing.
Yeah.
And turnovers well played there again with good ball pressure. And the game very fast-paced with a 39-33 game. We turned it over 3 times. They turned it over 5 times. So just a well played game here tonight.
And the number of turnovers, to have such a low number of turnovers in a game like this as well, didn't start off that way. We had Geneseo with 4, most of those coming in the middle of that Streaks 12-0 run. Is that what it was, 12-0? Yeah, 14-0 or 14-0 run is where most of Geneseo's turnovers have come. Otherwise, I had both teams with only 1 turnover in that second
quarter. Yes, and the ones...
Unbelievable.
The turnovers that Geneseo had, Jalen made great plays, ended up with dunks, as did Riley Milan,
yep,
that ignited this crowd as well. Just a terrifically exciting first period there. I've got my verbs and adverbs going there, but certainly just an exciting, exciting basketball game. And if we could have a second half equally as good and exciting, this is going to be a classic here at Thiel Gym.
By the way, there's an auction going on here at halftime. Let's see if we can pick up some of this from Myron Miller.
$50, $25 to start me out. $25, and now 30.
They've got an auction going on here to raise money for the Galesburg Area Vocational Center.
I was hoping you weren't going to be auctioned off here. I was looking for that.
I wouldn't draw nearly enough to support anything.
I think you'd be surprised.
$45, and now $50.
That's Myron Miller, our lead auctioneer, and I love listening to auctioneers.
And we have a super fan and parent, Keith Morling, who's bidding there, and he always does a lot to help out and support Galesburg athletics and Galesburg cause and within our schools. So he's bidding heavily here.
All right, let's take a timeout here. 39-33, the 6th-ranked Silver Streaks leading Geneseo in a battle for first place in the Western Big Six. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when assistant coach Chad Thompson comes out of the locker room as well. Streaks by 6 at the break. 39-33, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back and forth, back and forth. Those are the old negotiation games. And at Galesburg Toyota, they are illegal. That's right. We banned negotiation games because they're so 1997. And you don't have time for them. You want the lowest price for zero haggling, which is why every pre-owned vehicle on the Galesburg Toyota lot has the real-time market-based price right in the windshield. I want you to enjoy your next car buying experience. So buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you that kids ages 5 through 12 can join the Galesburg Public Library STEM Club on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Students will explore topics in science, technology, engineering, and math. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by David Webster, CPA, your trusted tax preparer for over 20 years. Call Dave at 344-1987 or visit davidwebster.com. There's a winter weather advisory in effect from 11 a.m. Wednesday until 6 a.m. on Thursday. Cloudy tonight, a low near 24. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of rain mixing with snow in the afternoon. A high of 35 and 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation possible. Right now, it's 27 at WGIL.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 39-33, the sixth-ranked Silver Streaks lead Geneseo. And let's run through the individual scoring here for you in the first half. The Maple Leafs with 33 points. And Isaiah Rivera has 23 of those 33 points. Where do the other 10 come from? Five for freshman Bristol Lewis, all of those in the second quarter. Kyle Traphagen with a three-pointer in the first quarter. Jacob McConnell has 2 points. The leading rebounders in this game have two. Three Geneseo players have two. The leading rebounder for the Silver Streaks is Drea Gypsyako with two. There just aren't many rebounds to be had because both teams are shooting the heck out of the ball here tonight. Jalen McCants leads the Silver Streaks in scoring with 17. Eric Price is also in double figures with 11. Riley Milan has 5, including a dunk. Drea Gypsyako and Kyla Meadows each have 3. The auction has just ended here. The clock sitting at 3 minutes. And the teams are just now coming out. So we're going to have a chance to get a lot. Here's Steve Cheeseman with assistant coach Chad Thompson.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime of just a terrific basketball game. Streaks have a 39-33 lead. Coach got off to a rough start. No, you weren't going to panic. What'd you do there at the timeout to make adjustments? Or just get settled down?
And we came out like couch potatoes, really, man. We didn't really do a lot. We watched Rivera do what Rivera does best, and that's put up points. Then we decided to play a little bit. We saw Jalen and Riley with their absolute explosiveness off the floor. We played hard. We played together. And the biggest thing I thought was we went back to playing defense our way, tough, hard nose, never backing down from anybody.
What's the key here in the second half?
Obviously, it's contain Rivera. And I like to see you get Eric Price isolated. I think he has a huge mismatch this game that we can exploit.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
That's been assistant basketball coach Eric Thompson. Back to Brad Binowitz.
Well, thanks, as always, to Chad Thompson joining us here at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We ran through the individual scoring. We ran through the team stats for you. Let's see if we can get an update on other scores around the area in the Western Big Six. As my Twitter feed just updated, Rock Island, no surprise, leading Rock Island Alleman 50-30. That's, well, about not quite halfway through the third quarter in that game. Meanwhile, gosh, I had the Sterling UT score here just a moment ago, and then my Twitter feed updated, and I lost it. So we'll continue to scroll through the Twitter feed here and get you some of those other Western Big Six conference scores as we go through. Here is one boys score of note. Metamora defeated Bloomington tonight 50-46. Significant because Metamora is in the regional sectional complex with the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And, of course, they have high hopes of being maybe a top three seed, but they're going to have to get a little bit of help to do that. So, let's see. Still not finding any other scores from around the Western Big Six other than that Rock Island Alamans score. Here we go. Moline leads Quincy 22-21. That's at halftime.
Brad.
Yeah, that's right. And that one is being played at Quincy. But a long ways to go in that one. Just a one-point lead for the Maroons. And that's who Galesburg will play Friday night. So let's go ahead and remind you of that. With the, it doesn't get any easier for the Silver Streaks. I mean, this is as tough a game as the Streaks are going to play, I think, the rest of the season. But their remaining two conference games after this are at Moline and at Rock Island. So even if the Streaks win here tonight, the conference is by no means wrapped up. Hey, you just got a shout-out.
Thank you.
Public address announcer Jeff Flam just pointing out the birthday boy over here to my right. And nice rousing applause there. All right, so just ready to go here in the second half in about a minute. Sophomores won here tonight 76-40, and the varsity leading 39-33. You talk so often about the first 3 minutes of the second half and how important those are. Well, how do you think that looks here tonight for the Silver Streaks to make it a good first 3 minutes?
I think it's not going to be a do or die situation, but I think it's really important. I mean, we ended that half on a big solid note, and I thought we really got momentum and showed them that, you know, we're somebody to be reckoned with here on the home floor. If we can come out and get off to a great start, we can put a big hole in what they're going to try to do the rest of the game.
So let's see how things go here. The Geneseo Maple Leafs already on the floor, ready to start the second half, and it looks like they will make no changes from their starting five. Bristol Lewis, the freshman, Anthony Pierce, the sophomore, the junior, Kyle Traphagen, and the seniors, Jacob McConnell and Isaiah Rivera. For the Silver Streaks, it'll be the same starting five as well. The Egyptiaco brothers, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants. Rivera brings the ball across midcourt. We're underway here in the second half. Streaks open the second half, leading by six. Geneseo with the ball. Up top, Anthony Pierce passes it over to the right side. McConnell into the corner, gets it back. Fires the three and hits from the wing. And Geneseo keeps the hot shooting going to open the second half.
And we've talked, Brad, their supporting cast here has been much better here tonight.
McConnell with five. The Streaks lead is three, 39-36. Entry pass, batted away, intended for McCants, and a late foul called by the official. Rivera knocked it away, and the ball was headed back out toward the wing, and then the official blew the whistle. That's a second foul on
That's
Rivera.
A tough call there, Brad.
Milan on the inbound, finds McCants in the corner, puts the ball on the floor, baseline, spin moves, puts it up high off the glass, banks it in, and McCants has now made eight shots in a row for 19 points.
Brad, when you think that he's done everything you could do offensively, he makes another crazy shot there.
19 in the game for Jalen McCants. The lob into the left corner. Lewis passes up the three, puts the ball on the floor. Baseline, runs over Alex Egyptiaco with the ball, dribbles out of bounds, and they just call a turnover. So after the kind of foul you get on the other end, we got all this contact that sends two players to the deck down here, and they just say it's out of bounds.
I'd like to see us go right at Rivera again.
Price brings it into the front court, stops at the wing, reverses directions to the left, up top to Alex. Now under the wing to Dre. Minute gone here in the second quarter. The Streaks' lead is five. Their biggest lead was at the half at six, so trying to extend on that here. Dre dribbles, kicks it out. Milan on the wing, dribbles between the legs, pulls it back out. McCants brings the ball up high over his head, now starts to dribble, working his way to the right sideline. Now reverses back to the elbow, top of the arc, fade away, down low to Milan, lays it up and in on a great high-low.
Old-fashioned pick and roll there in a high-low situation from it.
7-point lead is the Streaks' biggest of the night at 43-36. Milan with seven. Streaks executed in the half court very well there. Rivera to the right side, guarded by Milan now. as the Streaks continue to switch up defensively. The drive, the kick, McConnell from the corner misses the three. Alex spins down with a rebound, his first, into the front court. Jalen, open court, drives, foul on the floor, and Jalen will have to inbound it. That'll be the second foul of the game on Geneseo in the half. And the first of the game, or the second of the game on Bristol Lewis as well.
So good there in transition. We run the floor beautifully. Jalen gets up. He senses an easy basket there.
Milan on the inbound from the baseline. Got to get it in. Finds Alex in the lane. Turns around up with the left hand, but missed it. And Lewis with the rebound for Geneseo. First shot of the game for Alex Egyptiaco. The drive by Lewis. The kick into the left corner. The fake by Traphagen. Baseline, now pulls it back out up top. Swing it around to the right side, into the corner. Lewis for three, in and out. Rebound tipped over to Eric Price. That's just Eric's third rebound of the game. He drives, dishes, Alex, under the basket. The kick out, Dre, from the wing, missed a three, but a foul called against Pierce. Came over too late, pushed Dre down. I think they're going to say the foul was after the shot. So I don't think it's going to be three free throws, judging by the way the official was motioning there. It looked like he was saying Pierce came over and pushed Dre down after the shot.
And that's a good call by the official.
Yep, Barry, the Streaks are going to have to inbound here.
He stayed on the shooter there after the ball was released. Good job by the official and a nice call.
On the inbound, Riley Milan. 7-point Galesburg lead. 2.5 minutes gone here in the second half. Price on the dribble at the volleyball line. With the left hand, works his way to the top of the arc. Still with a dribble, crossover, free throw line, kicks it out. Jalen squares for three. Airballed it. Rebound, Price puts it up and in. Where did he come from? The offensive rebound on the left low blocks, and the Streaks lead by 9.
We just know how good he's been around the basket. His offensive rebounding and stick backs, it's a big weapon for us.
And the kick into the corner knocked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks. And now some of the couple Geneseo players starting to bark at each other a little bit between McConnell and Traphagen. Some miscommunication there between the two of them. And Geneseo is going to hang on to the ball. I think they both thought it was a turnover.
They sure did think it was a turnover.
But the officials say somebody for Galesburg touched the ball and the Streaks don't get it. Here's Rivera around and a foul on the hand check by Riley Milan. As Rivera did just a little head fake to the left and then kept on dribbling to the right. And that's the second foul of the game on Riley Milan. First foul in the Streaks here in the second half. Under 5 minutes to play. Third quarter, 45-36. Galesburg by 9. Geneseo looking on the inbound. The lob way up top and the give right back down low. And the feed up and in by McConnell.
Good job there. We just got confused defensively and lost our man there.
Kick out to Bristol Lewis up top, and he fed it right back to the inbound man, McConnell, who just stepped across the line, was right under the basket. McCants shovels it over to Alex. Dribble drive, missed it. There's Eric up, win with a pump fake, and scores again from the low blocks on the offensive rebound. 47-38, Streaks back up by 9. Rivera underneath, feeds, and the miss right in front of the basket by McConnell. Price, the outlet to Dre with the layup. What the Streaks do so well on the outlet, and they have an 11-point lead at 49-38.
Terrific fast break basket again by the Streaks getting up the floor.
Eric has 4 rebounds in this third quarter. Nobody in the entire game had more than 2 at half. We're halfway through the third quarter. Traphagen, right wing, hits a 3. His second of the game, he has 6. And that was a big basket for Geneseo. Streaks have gotten the lead up to double digits for the first time. It's now 8, 49-41. McCants at the top, feeds it into the lane. Alex down to the low blocks, pump fake, up, too strong, in and out. Rebound McConnell, his third of the game for Geneseo. Alex has had 3 shots in close, none of them have gone through. Now into the right corner, Anthony Pierce. He's going to pull it back up top. Volleyball line, now left side over to Lewis. Guarded by McCants, skips it over to the right side. Traphagen again for 3, in and out, and a one-handed rebound by Jalen McCants. Only his second of the game. Into the front court, the feed to Dre, drives, contact. Shot won't go down, but a shot with a foul will give him 2 free throws.
Brad, the last number of trips here, we've got the ball off the glass, up the floor, had numbers, and got high percentage shots here. Super job there by the Streaks, and I'm not sure either if there's a little bit of a fatigue factor in Geneseo getting back on defense, but we're certainly got a lot of energy.
Andre knocks down the first free throw. 3.5, 6 for the game. Streaks lead is 9, 50-41. I just don't know if we can really fully and accurately explain how good the streaks are at that outlet pass and getting down court so quickly.
And that's the key, the good outlet pass. The ball moves much faster than the dribble, and we get out and fill the lanes and sprint.
And there's a foul by Dre, as Rivera sold that one a little bit, but Dre made contact, guarding the dribble out high. That's his second. Streak's lead is 10, 51-41 after the two Egyptiaco free throws, and he picks up his second foul in the defensive half court. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Pierce down below us on the sideline, lobs it into the backcourt, and chased down by McConnell, who gets it over to Rivera. And the Streaks will pick up on a double-team defensively out there. The pass over to the left side to McConnell. McCants squeezes out, kicks it into the corner to Bristol Lewis, and contact on the other side as Egyptiaco and Rivera both go down, and the officials are going to blow the whistle on Eric Price. So apparently, I guess it was on Price setting the screen is what it was, as Dre was trying to chase Rivera through the lane, and Price set the illegal screen for his second foul. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 10-point Galesburg lead. McConnell from the left of his backboard bounces in into the left side to Rivera, guarded by Kyleb, just shoots it up over him, in and out. A rare miss from three-point range by Rivera. Milan came down with a rebound and got fouled in the backcourt, trying to bring it into the front court. That's the third foul of the game on Kyle Traphagen. And the fifth team foul already here on Geneseo. 2:51 to go here in the third quarter and a 10-point Galesburg lead.
Kyleb, good work there on staying right with him and going up when Rivera went up for his jump shot to bother it.
It's his first three-point miss of the night, 4 for 5 from behind the arc. He's guarding Jalen out high. Jalen with a jump stop, got underneath him, missed the scoop with the right hand, and the ball volleyballed around, and Traphagen comes down with his first rebound. Jalen might have been going just a little too fast to the basket there to finish that one off. The lob on the inside. Rivera, triple team, now kicks it out. The three by Traphagen from up top, in and out. Rebound, knocked around. Meadows comes out with it, leads the break through the lane. Eurostep, and he lays it up with the left hand. 53-41. And Brad Storm screaming for a timeout for Geneseo. A full timeout. Galesburg by 12. 2:10 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Congratulations to Kenny Magruder of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing his blue WGIL button and won $20. You can still win, and to find out how, go to WGIL.com.
2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg, the sixth-ranked team in Class 3A, leading Geneseo now 53-41. Brad Benowitz alongside the Hall of Famer and the birthday boy, Steve Cheeseman. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer, forcing a Geneseo timeout here as the Streaks have opened it up to a 12-point lead. And I know you like what you see here, Coach.
My, oh my, you know, just sitting here, and the term that comes to me as we just continue to get defensive stops, get the ball off the glass with that great outlet you talked about and score on the other end or have great opportunities. We're relentless, and we have just so many weapons. Somebody's always picking up somebody.
End of the third quarter at Sterling. The Golden Warriors lead United Township 43-37. Moline and Quincy, another big game of the Big Six tonight outside of this one. Meadows continues to guard Rivera, passes it to the right side. It goes through the hands of Pierce, nearly stolen away by Price, but Geneseo recovers, and the kick out back up to the volleyball line at McConnell. Then at 45 to go, they'll reset. Now the jump stop into the lane. Lewis has the ball batted away, chased down by Price. Streaks in transition. Price all the way with the layup and a foul. And one on a foul by Jacob McConnell, his second, and the Streaks' lead is 14 with a free throw coming.
Another, I don't know, turnover there. It looked like it could have been a block shot, couldn't tell for sure, but us getting the ball out, going and attacking the basket. Eric Price has just been outstanding here all evening, but especially in this third period.
Price to the free throw line, his first attempt of the night. He had 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. He misses the free throw. 6 in the third quarter, 17 for the game. Geneseo with a rebound. Rivera into the front court. Onto the left side, Lewis. Feeds it to the right side. Now back up top to the freshman. Over to the left wing it goes. Pierce will shoot the 3, and it's good. And not the freshman, but the sophomore, who gives Geneseo a big basket, pulling them within 11 now at 55-44 as we approach the one-minute mark here in the third quarter.
And they needed that to stop the bleeding.
Into the right corner, Price. The kick out to Meadows on the wing. Meadows trying to direct traffic. Looks over the floor. Works his way to the left side around a screen by Price. Now Alex Egyptiaco. Dribbles to the free throw line. The kick out to Meadows. Passes up the 3. Streaks looking to go left side over to McCants. Alex looking that direction again. Keeps it out to Price, who comes out into the midcourt circle for it. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. 11-point Galesburg lead, 55-44. Jalen spins away out high. Dribbles, leaves it off. Alex with a lay-in. What a move by McCants and a fantastic assist. 57-44. Right down the middle of the lane. Drew the defense. Now behind the back, ball off his head, stolen away by Alex. The outlet to Jalen, gets hammered by Rivera. A good foul to prevent the basket as the turnover on this end. Trap Hagen got completely lost with the ball coming off his head on the dribble drive. And the Streaks got out with it very quickly. The third foul on Isaiah Rivera puts Jalen McCants at the line shooting 2.
And we certainly have them back on their heels right now. Great play defensively down here and out again running.
McCants, only one free throw attempt tonight. Now his second one is up and in. He's got 20 points on the night. 10 away from tying for sixth place on the all-time scoring list.
And Brad, as you talked about, he has been terrific with his passing this period as he's had defenders cheat off on him, and he's finding the open man.
23.7 seconds to go. McCants gives Galesburg a 15-point lead at 59-44. A big third quarter here. The Streaks have outscored Geneseo 20-11 to open up this game. But still a long way to go. 15 seconds in the third quarter. And a full fourth quarter. Jalen bats it away. Chases it down at the other end. The reverse. High up and in. Off the glass. He avoided Rivera. And now Jalen picks up a silly foul in the backcourt. Overplaying after that fantastic reverse layup when he spun it up high off the glass to avoid the contact by Rivera. But now Jalen, with 2.5 seconds to go in the third quarter, picks up his third foul.
That was as close to without absolutely a cup on the ball there that you'd see with a Dr. J move.
2.5 seconds to go. Rivera steps inside, shoots from the volleyball line and airballed it. 61-44 Streaks. A terrific third quarter by the sixth-ranked team in Class 3A, and they held Rivera scoreless to open up the lead. Fourth quarter action from John Field Gym in this first place showdown coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's tax season again, and you probably already have big plans for that refund. What about trading in your vehicle for a new one?
This is Sasha Patterson from Yim in Galesburg with some great tax time budget special. 2008 Buick LaCrosse with heated leather seats, $5,100. And a 2003 Ford Ranger tax time special, $5,500.
Make your money count this year. Put your big, beautiful tax refund to work for you at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax out of license on the extra.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Bored at your current job? Or maybe you need another part-time position to help make ends meet? See a list of current local job openings right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll find positions in sales, residential assistance, manufacturing, and more. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
I'm Will Stevenson. A candidate for Congress is in the area tomorrow. Esther Joy King stops and talks to us tomorrow night at 5:40 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway here at John Field Gymnasium. The Streaks outscore Geneseo 22-11 in the third quarter. They have the ball and a dribble drive by Eric Price to start the fourth quarter. He's got 19 in the game now, and the Streaks lead by 19, that same number. Rivera scoreless in the third quarter. feeds it to the right side. The tip, the steal, Marlin, outlet, Meadows gets mugged on the way to the basket, and he'll shoot two free throws. And Geneseo struggling even to stay in this game right now.
Yeah, this is one of those streaks that got this train rolling right down the tracks, downhill at Geneseo, and they're holding on for dear life now, the Maple Leafs.
So Meadows will go to the free throw line. 63% on the season. It's a very friendly roll on the first one. He's got 6 points tonight.
He's been very steady here tonight.
I know he had 23 up at Geneseo. He shot the lights out, but I really think this is one of Kylev's best games all season here tonight.
He's been very steady. Done a lot of things.
Knocks down both free throws. The Scalesburg lead is 21 now. On the right side, Pierce. Under 7.5 minutes to play in the game. McConnell with it on the elbow now. Pulls it back up top. Lewis, ball fake. Down low, they find McConnell with a head fake. Lets the defense fly past him and lays it up and in. 65-46 for McConnell. That is 9 in the game now. They break the Geneseo press. McCants passes out of the trap into the corner to Price. Skip pass to the outside over to Kylev. Long three, way short. There's Price again. Layup! Offensive rebound in the reverse to the left side. He's got 21. And this may be Eric Price's best game of the season.
Boy, he has been Johnny on the spot on both ends of the floor and made key plays at key times.
He's been huge in the second half. 5 for 5 from the field and 5 rebounds. And the Streaks now call a 30-second timeout. With 6:51 to go in the game and a 21-point lead comes off of Dre Egyptiakos' third foul of the game and the Streaks' 5th here in the second half.
And I think the message here is we've got to stay under control. We're doing so many good things and creating and making so many things happen that we don't want to go overboard here, get silly fouls, commit turnovers that we don't need to, and let them back into the ball game here. Just continue to play hard, play smart here, and things will take care of themselves.
67-46, 6:51 remaining in the game as the Silver Streaks try to take command of the Western Big Six Conference lead. Both the Streaks and Geneseo tied in the loss column with two defeats. But the Streaks, having played one more game, lead by one in the win column. Here's Rivera down low. Pump fake. Shot rolls off the rim, but he gets fouled, I think, from the backside. They're going to call it on Kylev Meadows. That's his 2nd. The Streaks have put just about everybody on Isaiah Rivera defensively tonight. It has truly been a team effort, and it's not just the one-on-one defensive effort. It's the help. It's surrounding him. The first free throw is up and in, and there is his first point of the second half at the 6:42 mark of the fourth quarter.
We've really, to say the least, slowed him down here. And that's a credit to our defensive strategy as well as the execution defensively by the Streaks with a variety of players, as you've said, Brad.
He makes them both, 25 points for the game. The lead is 19 for Galesburg as we approach the 6.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. McCants up the near sideline. Has the ball knocked out of his hands, picks it up off the floor. Gets it to Meadows, drives right baseline, jump stop in the lane. The kick out to Jalen, and a late whistle as Jalen moved, shuffled his feet out on the wing. Thought he was going to get away with it. But the official did call him for the travel.
And a good call there. I think he did a double take and saw him shuffle his feet there and thought, yeah, that was a travel. So a good call by the official. Jalen did travel there.
6:20 to go. Rivera brings it across midcourt. They trap the feed into the lane. The turnaround by McConnell is off the mark. The rebound fought for on the weak side. Price knocked it away from Rivera. Both players begged for the call, but it goes Geneseo's direction. Wide open McConnell in the lane and a good feed by Rivera to find him. Now the Streaks steal it on the inbound. Price, the feed, the dunk! Eric lobbed it over to Jalen with a two-handed stuff. Rivera at the other end has the ball poked away, and now Kylev trying to chase it down and chase Rivera down, picks up his 3rd foul.
And we do have a sense for the dramatic there. Saw it. That he was going to be available for a lob and a nice execution of the lob and another big-time thunder dunk here that brings the crowd to its feet.
If I'm not mistaken, that's Jalen's 3rd dunk of the night. And the first free throw by Rivera up and in. As the Streaks have put the Maple Leafs in the bonus. In fact, both teams are in the bonus here with 6:02 to play in the game. 20-point Galesburg lead, 69-49. McCants with 25 in the game. Rivera with 27 in the game on the two free throws here. 69-50 streaks, almost identical to the final score up at Geneseo last month. If the streaks get a basket here, it will match the score. It was 71-50 with the streaks winning at their place 5 weeks ago. Meadows open for three. Off the mark. Rebound Riley Milan. Finds himself open. Pump fakes. Gets blocked. Puts it up and in. And a defensive foul gives him an and one.
Another big play. Johnny on the spot. Convert on the weak side. Glasser. The ball seemed to climb right up over the rim there and go in.
9 points in the game for Riley Milan. Four fouls now on Kyle Trapphagen. And the score now does match the final up at Geneseo, which Milan quickly changes with the free throw. His second traditional three-point play of the game, and he's got 10 tonight. 72-50 silver streaks.
You look at Coach Storm there, and he's seemed to pull everything out he can out of the hat here, and we're just really good.
Rivera with a step back, bounces it to the right side instead over to McConnell. Dribbles inside the arc, kicks it out to Lewis, who's quickly covered up by Milan. The teardrop with the right hand in the lane, missed it. Jalen with a rebound, the outlet. There's Dre on the other end with a run out. A great find by Jalen on the full length of the court pass. And Egypciaco with 6.5, 9 for the game, 74-50, Galesburg. The quick three by Rivera, short. The rebound, McConnell, in the lane, turns around, puts it up and in. Just stuck with it after his fourth rebound of the game. 74-52, McCants quickly dribbles away from the trap, drives into the lane, up and in with the left hand, right in front of the basket. He found an opening. Nobody came over to stop him. He's got 27 in the game. 76-52. In the first game, McCants finished with 31. Rivera had 30. Tonight, they both have 27. And the streak's lead is 24. Around his man to the baseline. And a good dribble drive by Bristol Lewis, who got it up and in with the right hand.
And we played a very effective, it looks like a matchup, 1-2-2 here in the second half for a lot of the time. And we've certainly confused them.
Eric down the lane. Missed the finish after the behind-the-back dribble. Lost his man up top. And the rebound by Kyle Trapphagen. The feed into the front court, into the corner. Lewis is going to pull it back out. Shoots the long three. In and out. Rebound put back right in front of the basket by Rivera. He's only got four rebounds tonight. The streaks have done a nice job on the inside on him there, too. 76-56, streaks by 20. Dre drives in from the left side. Too strong on the dribble drive to the basket. Missed it. Rivera with a rebound. Leads a break. 3:47 to go. Blocked up top on the three-pointer and another late whistle by the officials. And Rivera's going to shoot three free throws.
And there we don't want to foul the jump shooter.
Certainly
in that situation there at this point in the game.
I also don't like that the silver streaks are not taking a little more time off the clock here. Granted, the lead is 20 with 3:44 to go as Rivera misses the first free throw. I don't like any opportunity to allow them to hang around or cut the deficit at any stage of the game.
Need to continue to be disciplined.
Yeah. Rivera makes the second. The foul, by the way, was on Alex Egypciaco, his third. 30 points now for Isaiah Rivera. He got the offensive rebound put back. And now a second free throw. And here's a full timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 3:44 to go in the game. And a 19-point lead at 76-57. And I got to believe exactly what we're sitting here talking about right now has to at least partially be the message in that timeout.
I don't think there's any question at all that on the defensive end, let's continue to not scramble around, maintain good position, don't foul the shooter, get the clock stopped for them to score points. And certainly, Brad, as you said, on the offensive end here, need to be more deliberate, get more ball movement, longer possessions here, and use good discipline offensively.
Let's run through the scoring here for the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants, 27. Eric Price, 21. Riley Milan's in double figures with 10. Dre Egypciaco is just outside of double figures with 9. There's that balance we talk about. Caleb Meadows, 7 off the bench. That's the kind of scoring, the spreading the scoring across. Obviously, he got big numbers from Jalen, but we're used to that. I mean, it's almost his average. He averages almost 22 a game, so 27, that's really not that big a deal, right? This is the kind of this is the kind of combined scoring effort that the Streaks, if they can get it, could really help them carry them deep into the postseason.
Three guys in double figures, two more guys knocking on the door for it.
Rivera makes the back end, the last two of the three free throws. The lead is 18, 76-58, coming out of the Galesburg timeout, 3:40 to play. The winner to be in sole possession to first place in the Western Big Six. Streaks, two conference games remaining, both on the road after tonight. Here's Riley Milan, drives in from the left side, the reverse, the miss. Rivera with a six rebound, four in this quarter, the outlet to Traphagen. Streaks get back defensively and cut him off, avoiding the easy basket. The kick over into the right corner. Lewis slides through the lane and called for traveling. And that's the Streaks defense that forced him off balance. Galesburg was doing a lot of chasing there in the possession, but they were doing enough, especially with a freshman handling the ball, and they got him caught off balance. Big turnover by Geneseo, trailing by 18 as we approach the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Dre across midcourt. The feed down low. Jalen somehow recovers, tries to go up and under, and a foul called, I think, from the backside on P.J. Moser. And Jalen's going to get two free throws.
Yep, that's it a is good on foul Moser. There by Moser there. He was buried there, and it was going to be a sure 2 points. Stop the clock here and make Jalen score 2 points and conserve time.
3:03 to play. McCants to the free throw line with 27 points tonight. First one up and in. 77-58, trying to get the lead back to 20. Sophomores won big here tonight, 76-40, as they finish off the home portion of the regular season. Second one by McCants. He's got 29 now. 29 points for McCants. Streaks lead is 20, 78-58. On the left side, Lewis fires a quick three. Missed it. Battle for it on the weak side. Tipped out by Rivera. Chased down by Traphagen. And they get another crack at it. And now here's a steal by McCants. Leads the break. Takes it all the way. And he goes in strong from the left side. Gets pushed from behind. And he'll go back to the line. Shooting two free throws. Looking for his 30th point. And potentially his 31st point. Which would move him alone into 6th place on the Streaks all-time scoring list.
And passing a great one in Eric Johnson.
I'll say.
Well, he's climbed this list fast, hasn't he?
First one up. He's in and out. Well, I think did everything but go down. That's his first miss from the free throw line tonight, 5 out of 6. In the individual scoring, the head-to-head scoring, Rivera has 31. McCants' second free throw gives him 30, including 7 here in the fourth quarter, and a 21-point Galesburg lead, 79-58. Rivera with a crossover. And fouled again. The reach on Dre Egyptiaco, I think, as he and McCants worked the way toward a double team up top. That's the fourth of the game on Dre, and it stops the clock with 2:39 to go.
And again, at this point, we just got to contain him.
All right, Adam Stewart will check into the game. Dre sits down. Well, no, somebody. No, it's going to be Alex. So Dre's going to stay on the floor. First action of the game for Adam Stewart, one of three seniors on the roster, along with McCants and Milan, getting some time on the floor with 2:39 to play, and the Streaks lead by 20 as Rivera knocks down the first free throw. He is 5 out of 6 in the first half, 7 out of 8 here in the second half, now 7 out of 9 as he misses the second one, 12 out of 15 for the game. McCants with a rebound, drives it into the front court, stops and pulls it back out. No need to attack the basket with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. The trap out high, the feed into the lane. Riley, the spin to Stewart, gets blocked. Traphagen came over with a block, and they came down with a rebound. Did everything they could to find the senior Adam Stewart on senior night. Now the kick out at the other end. Traphagen wide open from the wing, knocks down a three. 79-62. No timeout, though, called by Coach Brad Storm. Still over 2 minutes to play in the game and a 17-point Galesburg lead. Price across midcourt. Fires it to the left side. Jalen with a drive and a dunk. His fourth of the night. Nobody stopped him. 81-62.
That was explosive.
Down low. Underneath. McConnell. The kick out into the corner to Lewis. To the left corner. Tries to get it back inside to McConnell. The bounce pass back out high. To Moser. To the right side. Traphagen again. Missed the three this time. McCants trying to fight for the rebound. Had it knocked away. And now a push foul called.
as there was a lot of contact with Jalen, had control of the rebound originally, and there was contact knocking it away from him, and then he gets called on the contact trying to get it back. His fourth foul with a minute 37 to go in the game.
Yeah, just a tough one there. Two guys battling for the basketball, and felt like that Jalen got the advantage there and whistled him for the foul.
Minute 37 to go in the game, 19-point Galesburg lead. Both coaches sending reserve players to the bench to come into the game as McConnell hits the first free throw. And Brad Storm apparently waving the white flag with a minute 37 to go and sending the reserves into the game. And Isaiah Rivera is done for the night with 32 points. What a performance. And what a performance defensively by the Silver Streaks to hold him to 9 in the second half, all of them coming in the fourth quarter. Both free throws made by McConnell. Now he'll come out of the game. And for the Silver Streaks, Cohen Derry, Jeremiah Babers. A standing ovation for Jalen McCants, who tonight scores 32 points and moves into sixth place on the all-time scoring list.
Yeah, what a super performance. Did so many things in a highlight type of execution. And Riley Milan also going out. Riley played a fine basketball game as well.
Geneseo calls a timeout. Maple Leafs have one remaining with a minute 37 to go in the game. This game, if you're a Silver Streaks fan anyway, lived up to what you would hope in a high-intensity first-place game. And for Geneseo, other than the outcome, I think it lived up to what they would have hoped for in a performance here tonight. I think they played very well, too, and have nothing to be hanging their heads about here tonight.
Yeah, the Streaks just played a terrific game from start to, well, a few minutes after the start to finish, and right. Played as well as they could play, and they just continue to do this and that a little bit better and add just another thing here and there too, and are becoming more and more of a complete ball club all the time.
Steve referring to outside of the start when the Streaks fell behind 11-0. Adam Stewart drives, misses a shot, gets his offensive rebound, and the final Silver Streak senior who has not scored gets into the scoring book, and the Streaks lead is 19 with a minute 10 to go in the game. Here's a steal by Stewart, the layup, and it's good. And a big finish for the Streaks senior as the Streaks have 85 in the game now and lead by 21. Under a minute to go in the final home game of the regular season. Of course, the Streaks will host the regional coming up at the end of February, beginning of March. DeMarco Harden into the game. Aiden Wagner, Jeremiah Babers, Cohen Derry for the Silver Streaks to play the final 45 seconds here. On the left side, Brennan Wage is a junior in for Geneseo. The shot by Daniel Ford, a miss, and another rebound by Adam Stewart. Streaks into the front court. The dribble drive in the left side and the miss by Stewart. And the rebound by Joseph McConnell. And now a steal by Aiden Wagner. And the layup. And the first basket of the game for Wagner on the 13th Geneseo turnover. 87-64. 15 seconds to play in the final home game of the regular season. The student section celebrating. The cheerleaders celebrating. And the Silver Streaks go undefeated at home in the regular season as the final score, 87-64. And the Streaks are all alone in first place by a game and a half over the Maple Leafs.
What a win.
A celebration on the court after the handshake. 87-64, Galesburg wins it. And the postgame show coming your way next from John Field Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project.
By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Inc. If you can think it, Elite Inc. can print it. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by David Webster, CPA, your trusted tax preparer for over 20 years. Call Dave at 344-1987 or visit davidwebster.com. There's a winter weather advisory in effect from 11 a.m. Wednesday until 6 a.m. on Thursday. Cloudy tonight, a low near 24. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of rain mixing with snow in the afternoon. A high of 35 and 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation possible. Right now, it's 27 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
87-64, Galesburg takes command of the Western Big Six Conference. And they just dominated Geneseo here in the second half. It was a terrific first half. Back and forth. Maple Leafs scored the first 11 points of the game. Geneseo then watched the Silver Streaks rally back, scoring 14 in a row to take their first lead of the game at 14-11. And then it was game on the rest of the way. In the second quarter, we had 4 ties, 4 lead changes. The Silver Streaks got a 3-pointer by Jalen McCants at the buzzer to end the half to take a 6-point lead. At the time, it was their biggest lead of the half. And then the Silver Streaks outscored Geneseo 22-11 in the third quarter, 26-20 in the fourth quarter. The Streaks put up 48 points in the last two quarters of the game.
Convincing.
Plus the 25 in the second quarter, and Coach Ryan Hart is already
convincing.
Up here.
Well, he doesn't need to be in there very long. What do you say to your ball club there? But congratulations and hats off. Got to get the mic on for him.
So let's find out what the head coach has to say here. Coach Ryan Hart joining us in the postgame. 87-64, the final. That's a big smile, Coach, and a well-deserved smile. Your kids really brought it here tonight. Wasn't the greatest start, but as you and I talked in the pregame, I said, what's a good start going to look here tonight? And you didn't focus on the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the game. You said, end of the first quarter, if the game is somewhere around 14-12, I like where we are. You know what it was at the end of the first quarter?
14-13.
That's exactly what it was. Excellent call, Coach. And from there, your guys just really took over.
Well, we had a lot of stuff going on here at school today. We had the swirl assembly. We had all the little kids here for Future Streaks at halftime of the sophomore game. We had all that stuff at halftime of the varsity game, the royalty, senior night. I mean, there was a lot going on tonight.
There was.
I was halfway concerned about it, and I'll tell you what, Isaiah Rivera came out, and he was locked and loaded to begin with. So we started with Alex on him, and he got over the top of him on a couple three-point shots. So had to make a quick change on that one, let Jalen guard him for a little bit just to get back in the flow to where we can get the game about even. And as soon as we did that, I mean, we didn't pull away real quick, but we did a pretty good job the rest of the game.
you know what, and I've got a whole laundry list here, but not enough time. But that leads us into this defense. I mean, you changed defenders on him. You made some adjustments with him, even in the second half here. And, again, he was not nearly as effective. Did you pull out a little bit different zone here? Tell us a little bit about that zone that you ran a little bit there.
Well, we tried to run our diamond zone a little bit against him, diamond and one. And it held him in check a little bit, not a whole lot, because he still had, I don't know, what, 22, 23 points at halftime.
Yep.
So we're sitting in a halftime, and Coach Davis and I are talking before Coach Hawk and Coach Thompson got in there. And he made a comment, I made a comment, and once those two got in there, one of them said, it'd be nice if we could just get the ball out of his hands. I'm like, how about we do this? And so a little Williamsfield junk defense came out, had put Riley in a 1-3 up to top with Alex in the middle. And every time he crossed half court, we were making sure that Dre was forcing him towards his right. So we didn't have any confusion on what we were doing. Riley went out and double-teamed him. Alex stepped up, so we formed a triangle, which we kind of worked on all week long in case we had to go triangle in two. And as soon as Riley got the ball out of his hands, he dropped back and was back into the 1-3. So they did a pretty good job. It wasn't perfect because they got about two, maybe three open looks underneath, and they got a couple threes to go. But you know what? If you got those other guys shooting, it's a whole heck of a lot better than Isaiah shooting the ball.
I thought that was a key, making him give it up. He was going to get it, but making him give it up, and it was just brilliant here. I mean, just an outstanding defensive adjustment that really changed the whole way he scored in terms of one half to the next.
I do want to go back to the beginning. 11-0, actually 9-0 when you called the timeout. Then they scored to make it 11-0. What was the discussion there in terms of that first timeout? We then go on a 14-0 run, take the lead for the first time, and it was game on from that point on. Was it more about just focus? Was there a strategic change of some sort? What did you do to get the guys back on the right page?
Well, that's when we put Jalen on them right then. I mean, we might have put on them one possession before we called a timeout, but it's one of those deals that just relax. All the hoopla's over. Now it's time to play basketball. And well, we got in the flow right after that, and the kids do a good job, and they're super coachable, and especially in games like this. And it's amazing how well they were able to adapt to, because we'd never practiced. I mean, we practiced a diamond one, but we never practiced that one guy guarding with a 1-3 zone in the back and then running a guy. I mean, they were able to do it at halftime. We put the guys in positions where they're going to succeed, and it worked. But going back to the end of the first quarter there, after the timeout, it just, let's get a bucket. And I think Jalen made a shot early, then Eric hit a three, and next thing you know, maybe Jalen hit a three or Dre hit a shot. But we kind of got our mojo going a little bit, and that's kind of what we need every night, getting something rolling.
Yeah, I think something that's never talked about enough, and your ball club has it to the nth degree, is how fit and how conditioned they are. You know, speak to that a second. I mean, they look like they were step behind after about two and a half quarters. Our guys are fresh. They're relentless in transition. We are running past them. You know, what do you credit that to?
Well, that's what somebody said when I was coming out of the locker room coming up here. And we really don't have a name for the drill we run. It's just basically like organized chaos. It's get up and down the court as quick as possible. We talked about this probably half a dozen times, I'm assuming, up here. But we just get rebounds, try to push it up, and just run to open spots, cut through, just kind of make the defense work and try to get them out of places so we can maybe get a drive to the rim, a kick out or whatnot. And Jalen did that one time with Riley down here in the corner, and he drilled a three. And I think that might have been the fifth point we got, and that was the one that kind of got us rolling a little bit. But late in the fourth quarter, we're in really good shape, and the kids have said that since November, December, that this is the most in shape they've been in the last two, three, four, 5 years, whatever, or maybe in their life, whatever. I mean, sometimes you pay attention to what they say, sometimes you don't, but we do like to try to get up and down, and we write that on the board almost every single time. Not a lot of teams can stop us in transition. We got a bunch of guys that can dribble. We got a bunch of guys that can pass. We got a bunch of guys that can hit open shots. So, I mean, if we get up and down like we can, it's a good thing. And, like, late tonight, it was kind of like a replay of the game up there. Rivera was doing a pretty good job of he wasn't doing a very good job, but, I mean, he would try to go into the lane, but he'd do a step back and shoot about a 15-18 footer. And that's exactly what we forced him into towards the end of the game up at Geneseo, too. because he was tired. And once we got him to doing that about three or four times in a row, it's kind of like he took a deep breath and like, we might have him now. We finally might have him. So, I mean, we try to get up and down. We try to do stuff right. We try to get to open areas. We try to hit open shooters, and it worked.
How big was that three by Jalen at the end of the first half that gave you the six-point lead? At that time, it was the biggest lead of the game to go into the locker room with that six-point lead.
Well, that was a broken play, and I've said that to Jalen a couple times.
You're not supposed to say that. You're saying that's the way we draw it up.
It was because we were running it, and next thing you know, the ball's out, and Jalen's got it from 25 feet, and he throws it up there, and it goes in, and, right. And he's done that like two or three times this year. I think he did it at Champaign Central, which gave us a big lift going into halftime, and it's almost like from the same spot all the time, too. So, I mean, he came up big tonight. He had, what, 32? He matched Rivera point for point. I bet he had more points or rebounds, I would think. I mean, Rivera did a great job tonight, too.
And, you know,
those two are great individual players. And, I mean, they represent the conference well. And they play hard, and they can score points. And, I mean, it's just nice to watch them when they're playing against each other. Because this is the same way it was up at Geneseo. I think Jalen had 32 and Rivera had 31. And here we go, 32-32 tonight. So, but, I mean, hats off to the rest of my guys, too. I mean,
yes.
Caleb had a good game coming out. Riley is always solid. The Twins are always solid. I mean, everybody that was in the game did a very good job. And, I mean, Eric Price, he's a gamer. I mean, every time you can rely on him to get some buckets that most people can't get.
Yes.
And he did tonight. It looks like he had 21. I mean, a great job all the way around.
He answered the bell. You know, one other thing, too, and you're talking about team here, and we don't keep this, but the assist number tonight had to be crazy, and when they're doubling Jalen off of screens and so on and so forth, he's finding the open man. He really is. In baseball, we call it a five-tool guy. He's a five-tool basketball player. There's no question about that.
Yes, and like any of the coaches college coaches that come and ask me questions about him, what's the one thing he can improve? He can improve his jump shot, but, I mean, shoot, he knocked down three or four threes tonight. So he can shoot the ball. So if he's making three or four threes in a game and that's what he needs to improve on, I mean, he's got something rolling for him. So, I mean, they're all doing a great job. And, I mean, it's fun to watch. There are times when these guys are fun to watch.
They were that tonight.
Steve said when you came up, it wasn't a whole lot you had to say in the locker room after a performance like this. But what did you tell them in the locker room for the brief time you were in?
I said, we won on Friday. We got a share of the title regardless of what happens the last 2 weeks of the season. So we're up right now. I think Geneseo's got three losses. Quincy's got three losses in the conference. We're sitting at two. And we win one, that means the most we can have is 3-2. So we're looking to win both. I'm not selling short on that. But, I mean, it's just nice and refreshing. And that really wasn't our goal coming into the season either. Our goal was to put ourselves in position to be able to win a regional and see what happens when we get down to sectional. So, I mean, that's still our ultimate goal. But winning a conference championship and even outright would be phenomenal. I mean, that'd be great.
And 25-3 sounds awful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so and like I said, I told them, I'm like, that's our goal. We got practice the next two nights. And plus, I was asked earlier today if I'd hurry to the radio booth so the Illini game could get thrown off because they're playing Michigan State.
Well, this one here was a classic.
And I got a buddy that wants to listen to the old Michigan State
And I have
game.
Two relatives that are texting me. They're at the game, too. One a Michigan State fan and the other an Illinois fan.
So they're waiting for that.
Well, fair enough. But, you know, you deserve some time to brag about your team here tonight, too. Congratulations.
I'm proud of them, and we got to move forward. We still stuff to improve on. So, I mean, we got to come to work tomorrow and roll into Moline on Friday and play our best.
Yeah, these road games aren't going to be easy.
Well, and I mean, shoot, they had Moline down at the buzzer, and Rivera had a shot on them. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, but
and then they took Rocky to overtime last week.
Yep. So I mean, anybody at home can play. I mean, that's not to say they can't play on the road too, but they can definitely play up at Horton Fieldhouse, and we need to be ready to go.
Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations.
87-64, the final over the Geneseo Maple Leafs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We've got our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to tell you about and our final statistics as well. As the streaks go, as I mentioned a moment ago, to 25-3 on the season and all alone in first place now at 10-2. A game ahead of Geneseo and Quincy in the loss column. More post-game coverage from John Thiel Jim on the final game of the regular season at home here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto
call Dave's.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you can win cash. Pick one up today at The Junk Drawer on South Cherry Street in downtown Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Sixth-ranked Galesburg Silver Streaks complete the doubleheader sweep in the final home game of the regular season, 76-40 on the sophomore level, 87-64 on the varsity level. Post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. And there's some pretty darn impressive numbers here, birthday guy.
Well, there sure are here. Again, a great shooting night by both clubs. Streaks 34 out of 60, 56%. Terrific. Again, been around 50% all year, which is just terrific as well. 7 out of 15 for 46%.
Wow.
With a three ball. And in the second half, we were nothing for three. But again, we were making great, great decisions in the first half when we were 7 out of 12. Again, great decisions and rhythm. So we did a really good job of shot selection, shot the ball well, and the right number with a three ball.
You know, and real quickly, I don't want to discount what this team can do shooting the ball from the outside. But when we would look down at our stat sheet and see that we only put up three-point shots and a half, to me, I think that that shows when we are really playing well, because we don't need the three-pointer.
Absolutely, and we were 10 out of 18 in the second half, so we were getting a lot of layups and easy baskets out of that transition that you described so beautifully. We get it off and go as good as anyone. Again, Geneseo, 20 out of 39 for 51%, 4 out of 13 for 30%, and that's after they were 6 for 9. In the first half. And again, I felt like that we warmed down again. And a key we were talking about here a second ago, we got off 21 more shots in the ball game than they did.
Wow.
The law of averages and numbers will tell you that you got a great chance of winning when you shoot the ball 21 more times than your opponent.
Yep.
Rebounding wise, again, another win in the win column there, 26 to 19 unofficially. And the turnovers, we forced them into 15 of them that we again converted with robust dunks oftentimes on the other end, and we only had six, including only one in the fourth quarter and two in the third quarter. I mean, we handled the ball and made really good decisions tonight with the basketball. Just a complete and convincing victory here tonight.
Free throw shooting. Geneseo was 14 out of 17, and the Silver Streaks, I think I might have missed one here. I've got 11 of 13, but my points don't add up. So there's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yep, there's the other one. So 12 out of 14 from the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Individual scoring for the Maple Leafs, Isaiah Rivera, 32 points. Up at their place, he had 30 of their 50, 60% of their points. Tonight, 32 of their 64, 50% of their points. Jacob McConnell was in double figures with 13. Kyle Traphagen finished with 9. Bristol Lewis, 7. Anthony Pierce, 3. Rivera was the leading rebounder with 6. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, 32 points, moves him into 6th place on the all-time scoring list, 2 past the great Eric Johnson. Next up, Eric Price with 21. Riley Milan finished in double figures with 10. Drea Gypsyako just missed double figures with 9. Caleb Meadows had 7. The other senior on the team for the Silver Streaks, Adam Stewart, got 4 points late there in the 4th quarter. Alex Gypsyako and Aiden Wagner also finished with 2 points each. Silver Streaks win it, 87-64. Back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and final thoughts from John Thiel Jim when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're all always one of a kind.
Even with all of the crap that the left does that we talk about here, we try to have fun with it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Final thoughts from John Thiel Gymnasium and a Silver Streaks 87-64 victory over Geneseo. as we go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Once again, we both came up with the same name without even having conferred about it. This, even with so many different players playing so well, there's one guy we both went to right away.
And, Brad, you're right. We've got a number of candidates at this point in time almost every game. But tonight, in all kinds of situations throughout the game, and I thought key times when not necessarily Geneseo was going to do something spectacular, but we turned out the or poured water on the fire because of this kid's play, and Coach Hart mentioned it. Eric Price was just super tonight. He was super. He made a couple shots early to get untracked. He got some steals. He got some offensive rebounds. All of those things that extended our lead or gave us a shot in the arm. So tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is well-deserving. It's Eric Price for just a super, super performance here and a convincing win here before this big crowd. Great night all the way around here at Thiel Gymnasium.
Eric had 11 in the first half. He was 4 out of 6 shooting, but he was lights out in the second half. Coach commented, as he has before, about Eric's uncanny ability. I know you've talked about it as well, to just, even at just 6 feet tall, to use that frame to get inside and get position and be in the right spot. You talk about just having an instinct for rebounds and to be there to get those offensive rebounds especially and to quickly go back up with it. Again, I continue to say I think teams, opponents, are caught off guard. They do not expect him to have the quickness that he has, and that goes in those offensive rebound situations where he is able to pluck the ball away from bigger players down low and go back up with it quickly, using that body to kind of shield the ball a little bit and get it back up and in. And he did that on a number of times, keeping some possessions alive in the second half when the Silver Streaks really took control of this game.
He's got all the qualities of a great rebounder. He's got instinct, as you said. He anticipates. He gets in the right spot. He's a quick jumper. He gets the stick back and converts. And one thing he really does is he pursues the ball. He doesn't wait for it to come to him. He's the first to go get it. And as you said, he snaps it down right now or is able to take it from somebody in the process of fighting for the ball. So he's got all those qualities. And I'll tell you what, he's really important there on both ends of the floor for us. That's something that we could not talk enough about, how important that is and what he brings to the club in just that area.
So what do you look for from the Streaks? They got 2 days to prepare for Moline, which is another really scary game. People are going to look at their record. Again, that's a team. And if people were here at Thanksgiving or when the Streaks played Moline in the regular season home game back in December, they know that you look at that team and you think, are these guys even high schoolers? I mean, physically, they don't scare anybody. But as we talked about in the post game, it took a Rivera buzzer beater to beat Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse 2 weeks ago, and then they took Rock Island to overtime last week and lost by 2. This is a team that, as we know Sean Taylor's teams do, just get better as the season goes along, and they're putting a scare into a lot of people. So if you're Coach Ryan Hart, what are you focusing on here these next 2 days to get him ready for who knows what he's going to throw at him up there on Friday night?
And first of all, Brad, they're going to have the biggest room for improvement and will have improved the most because they were so young.
Yes.
And we saw them before Christmas, so they've had even more time to get better. They're in their home. They play well there. They're growing. I'm sure they're going to be confident. They want to play the role of spoiler. We've got to be prepared. And I'm confident. I mean, without question, right now the track record shows this, that Coach Hart will have our guys ready. They'll be ready. They sense they have an opportunity to get one more step closer to a conference championship. They're having fun right now. They're seeing growth. They're seeing things that they do a little bit better each game. That's the beauty of athletics and the beauty of being successful in athletics. Our guys are having a blast right now, and they're being successful. They're gaining confidence. Everything's going the right direction. It should be a really good one, and it should be one that I know our guys won't overlook because there's no way we want to do that. Coach Hart won't let them either. We're in for a dogfight at Wharton Fieldhouse.
And the Silver Streaks finish the regular season undefeated at home, 15-0, and they get to host the regional coming up in a few weeks. I like being 15-0 and hosting the regional.
Yeah, and they play off this crowd. Our crowds have been terrific. They remind me of the old days here when this place just gets loud, and it was loud here tonight, and it's a home court advantage without question.
So the Silver Streaks at Moline Friday night, our next broadcast. Again, happy birthday to you, partner.
Thank you very much, Brad.
I'm not going to say I couldn't come up with a better present for you, but this was a pretty darn good one here
tonight.
This
was a great one. Enjoyed it thoroughly here tonight.
87-64, the final. Sophomores win as well, 76-40. Eric Price, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and Jalen McCants moves into sixth place on the all-time scoring list with 32 points tonight. For Sean McCutcheon at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. We'll see you at Moline on Friday night. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.